All week long, the Alabama Public Radio News team is reporting on the 10th anniversary of the BP oil spill. The beaches along Alabama's Gulf Coast remain closed due to the outbreak of coronavirus. The sight of empty hotels, restaurants, and tourist destinations in Mobile and Baldwin counties is eerily similar to 10 years ago. That's when the BP oil spill shut down Alabama's lucrative coastal tourism industry. There were concerns that the 2010 spill would devastate tourism for years. Instead, the industry roared back the next year and has been setting records since then. APR's Guy Busby reports that has some coastal residents optimistic in the face of COVID-19.
10 years ago, Alabama Gulf Coast residents were looking forward to a busy tourist season. Spring break crowds filled the beaches. The months ahead looked great. A few days later, the sands were emptied. Signs posted on the beach warned of health hazards. These last few weeks have brought back memories of 2010 for some who were there then.
10 years, and we're going through something like this again and stuff. It's amazing.
Trish Kerr and her family have run the Sandbox Souvenir Store on Dauphin Island since 1974. On a recent afternoon, she looked past the closed sign on her door at a quiet beach highway.
I'm not trying to dwell on what's happening now. It's just very ironic that it seems like it's 10 years and we've gone through it again, but in a totally different way.
In 2010, people could go to the beaches, but the public reaction kept most visitors away.
Well, it hit us in May, and we did not have a good summer. I would say it was probably 2 years before we really kicked back into shape. You got to understand, too, we had just gotten over Katrina. We were just starting to get the island going again, and then the BP thing hit. And it took us a year to a year and a half to convince people that you could eat the seafood, you could swim in the water, you could go on the beach and not get tar on your feet.
Gulf Coast residents are used to dealing with storms like Hurricane Katrina and other potential threats, but the 2010 oil spill was something new.
When we woke up one day and found out that there was oil headed towards our beaches, we first didn't have a clue what to do because we never experienced something like that.
That's Herb Malone. He's director of Gulf Shores Orange Beach Tourism, the local convention and visitors bureau.
However, to our benefit, all of us, all organizations, all governmental organizations, all businesses practically, have a plan, a crisis plan, and we really pulled that out and literally started just to scratch out hurricane and put in the name BP oil spill.
Within days, local officials, including Gulf Shores Mayor Robert Kraft and Orange Beach Mayor Tony Kennan, were meeting with community leaders to start planning strategy. The group became officially known as the Coastal Resiliency Coalition. Most people just called it the War Room. For a long time, no one knew what to expect.
We had an expectation that we were going to lose the summer.
Lee Santel is director of the Alabama Department of Tourism.
And of course, the great fear at that time was for the summer of 2010 that families from Michigan and Indiana and Ohio would say, let's go to the mountains because we've never been to the mountains in Tennessee. And we were afraid that they would get there and say, oh gosh, this is great. Let's do this again next summer. I mean, that was the great fear.
People did come back. Tourism numbers were up 22.5% on the coast in 2011, which meant a 12% jump in statewide totals.
Bill?
Mom?
Lee Santel said even before the spill was over, the tourist industry was working to bring visitors back to Alabama beaches.
Instead of waiting for recovery, we did a TV commercial.
For crying out loud, you've been down here for over a month.
You'll want to stay as long as you can. Alabama's Gulf Coast. Discover it for yourself at 800alabama.com.
So we knew it was not a question of if we were going to recover, but or when it was going to get cleaned up, but to be prepared for when it did.
Herb Malone said they're already making similar plans for this year due to the coronavirus pandemic. The competition is going to be more intense this time, however.
Every cruise line and everybody in the mountains and everywhere else is competing for people to come visit. The competition is going to be much higher because it'll all be coming out at one time.
Businesses have had to scramble to find ways to stay afloat until the situation is under control.
The business was very bad, but I am of the impression that the restaurant business is an athletic event.
Richard Schwartz's company owns several restaurants in Orange Beach and Gulf Shores.
And you've got to win. You've got to do what you got to do to stay open and whatever.
In 2010, he went to a staging area at Perdido Pass, standing outside a locked fence, trying to get business, providing food to cleanup crews.
It was hot, 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 hot. And I stood there, and we must have looked like idiots. This guy stopped and said, "What are y'all doing out here?"
A supervisor ordered 110 lunches for the next day. That led to other business.
And that was 2 days by getting out of the car and standing there in the hot sun. We got hooked up doing catering for, it turned out to be a whole lot of people over a long period of time. So that's really what saved our company. And it's all a question of, I don't know, luck. I'd rather be lucky than good. And it was an experience that really made you understand how important, I don't know, you can't quit.
10 years later, the impact of the coronavirus was sudden and unexpected again.
I was looking forward to things booming, and it did pretty good. Right after Valentine's Day, business was moving right along. And up until we had to shut down, it was moving right along. But we had to shut down because that's what we were ordered to do, and that's what we did.
Schwartz says businesses are again adapting, serving takeout food and preparing meals on wheels for a local church. He says business will recover, but things won't be the same right away.
When it first happened, we had to remove tables and lower the density in the restaurant. And we did that. And I told them yesterday, when we have to come back, people are not going to want to sit as tight as they have been sitting. So we're going to not make them do that. But it's part of what we do. I'm glad to do that. Happy. I enjoy doing it. It's what we do. We feed people.
On Dauphin Island, Trish Kerr says the experience of the oil spill and hurricanes will help Alabama's Gulf Coast weather this storm.
I think it affected the people on the island more, the residents, because we weren't allowed to go places that were on our island, and they were shut off to us. And it angered a lot of people and stuff, but you know, we got through it. We'll get through this one. You know, it's just, we're a very resilient island. We really are, and the people all stick together, and you know, that's what makes a small community great to live in.
Guy Busby, APR News in Orange Beach.